The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, and it is Monday, August 1st, 2016. Ron McDonald, you there?
I am here.
I just got a bit of news that kind of shocked me. The American Free Press, a one Victor Thorne, also known as Scott Mafuka, found dead with a bullet in him.
Wow.
Now, it's rather fascinating. I was talking to an individual just the other day about American Free Press and what was going on internally. And we were talking about Mafuka, and I told him the story that he and his girlfriend used to have their... Mike, and you can't remember the name. They used to have their own channel. They presented as a news channel. And, by the way, if you get anything on Mafuka, let me know. At any rate, it was rather fascinating. I would have conversation, and they would listen to my show, and all of a sudden I'd see all sorts of claptrap. So I'd call up, wouldn't talk to Mafuka, I'd talk to his girlfriend. I'd talk to her, explain everything. That would get twisted 180 degrees around, the actual and factual explanation. It would be twisted 180 degrees around and redelivered to Scott Mafuka, and then he'd get on the air the next day. Now, when he went over to the American Free Press, I went, you know, this guy's a cab driver, and he's a prolific writer. And I'm not saying that cab drivers out there are stupid and they don't know how to write. That's not my point. My point is this guy came up from nothing. All of a sudden, he's there and big enough, or so he thinks, in his own britches, to criticize those that are out there trying to fight a good fight. Highly suspicious of the guy. And I was just talking to Pat Shannon, that used to work for American Free Press, about the internal workings there, and I told him the grand story about, you know, I went to one of their conventions in Washington, D.C., and I told the then editor of American Free Press, I said, look, you've got to make this happen. I want you and these two characters in a room. I want to settle this, because at the time we were trading out banners and they would post our schedule in their newspaper and, you know, whatever else. And I basically, he said, yeah, well, I made sure three times while I was at that little convention, three times I approached Victor Thorne. And lo and behold, as soon as that convention was over, all I saw was a back end and elbows. That was it. Come to find out, the guy is dead. Now, I don't know from whom, but it's like the Pete Santelli deal. You know, how many of you people out there, you heard him on this network for a couple of weeks. He was so bad, and I don't mean bad in voice or connection or anything else. I'm just talking about where he was taking his own program. I told him, I said, you're not a fit for this network. Next thing we know, he pops up out there in Oregon. He's with the Bundys. There's some shady stuff going on. Tom Lacovara Stewart can fill you on the rest of that. But there's Mr. Santilli in jail, supposedly under the First Amendment, and he was up there just to cover it. for the media. Well, evidently something else the feds think is going on, but, you know, there you have it. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
So that's very amazing.
It is. I mean, when you hear of people just being bulleted, you know, it could have been a suicide. I know what those look like. There are those that have been suicided and shot themselves three times. Wing TV. I think the stuff is still up there on the internet somewhere. Wing TV, I started to refer to them as being the wing nuts because they couldn't get anything that I said on air straight. And when I would talk to either one of them, everything would just get turned upside down, popped inside out, and hell, I was somewhere between Attila the Hun and I don't know what. Somebody got angry at him for some reason if he didn't commit Harry Caray.
Well, definitely. That's a definite.
Man.
Jeez.
This morning, I'm watching Fox News. And I want to play this clip for you. This is actually Napolitano. And Judge Napolitano was talking about...
Can I get you guys some beers?
Sorry about that, Mike. Is that showing up on your side? Yeah, it's these stupid ads that they run. So, I'm sorry. I'm not getting paid by Red's apple cider beer or whatever that is, so I'm not going to run their commercial. At any rate, let me set this thing up here. Because this is the interview that was done by Fox News after Hillary Clinton had accepted the Democratic nomination. And what's fascinating about this, and I'm sure you'll catch this one, Ron, but what you're going to hear here is that the Second Amendment's really the First Amendment, and you know, there's provisions in there, and basically what she's talking about is not unalienable or unalienable rights. She is talking about the grand democracy granting our rights to us from the government. That was rather fascinating. Here is the 3 minute and 41 second clip. I got no sound.
You told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I heard Director Comey say. In fact, Director Comey said that my answers were truthful and what I've said is consistent with what I have told the American people.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true.
Secretary Clinton said I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Okay, Hillary Clinton downplaying what FBI Director James Comey said about her email server. That claim earning the former Secretary of State four Pinocchios from the Washington Post fact checkers. That is their worst rating, by the way. Let's bring in Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst. Your take on what she said to Chris Wallace.
If it weren't so serious, it would be hilarious that virtually every statement she has made, three or four principal statements she has made, are directly rebutted by the FBI director and the evidence that they found.
So she
Chris
lied.
Wallace asked very good, very well-documented questions, and by her duplicitous answers, she's created a news story for another day, so she's harmed herself politically, but legally. When she said the FBI said I was telling the truth, it was an incomplete statement. The FBI director said, as far as we know, she was telling the truth in her three-hour secret, unrecorded testimony to us. We do not express an opinion about whether she was telling the truth to the public. Yet we know, because Congressman Gowdy, whom you ran, when interrogating Director Comey under oath after he made his statement that they're not going to seek her indictment, he directly rebutted what she said. There was classified material there, 110 different pieces of secret and top secret material. and she tried to throw her own staff under the bus by saying, I relied on their advice. We know from their testimony that she told them to establish the system through her server.
But even at that hearing, as we were watching it live, you know, the Republican lawmakers were already kind of looking for reasons to kind of call her out through Director Comey's testimony for not being truthful to them. That question mark seems to still be lingering. Did she or did she not mislead Congress?
She clearly misled Congress.
Lied.
She attempted
Can
to
we use that
words
word?
Artfully
Lied.
So that she wouldn't fall in a perjury trap. But there are two potential problems when testifying before Congress. One is an outright lie. The other is literally telling the truth in such a way as to be misleading. So when she says, I neither sent nor received anything marked classified, that is literally true. The real answer, however, is nothing is marked classified. The markings are confidential, secret, or top secret. Did she send anything that was marked confidential, secret, or top secret? Yes, 110 different documents and 52 different email streams. 25 were top secret. 5 SAP, Select Access Procedure, so secret that the FBI agents investigating her didn't have the clearance to look at.
Really quick, Judge, I've just got a few seconds, but a former NSA official was speaking to Breitbart and said, that we could easily, we have those 30,000 missing emails.
And yet the FBI did not ask us for them. So how aggressive was Director Comey in his investigation of Mrs. Clinton?
He at least contradicted her somewhat.
Yes, he certainly
Congress.
Did.
I guess the whole oath thing compelled him to do that.
Very, very fascinating. Very fascinating. But that doesn't tell the whole story.
Keep your eyes on these markets beginning today through the 31st of October.
Shut up. Okay, just shut up. There is a 13-minute interview that was done, and Napolitano was on Fox Business and specifically made comment about Hillary Clinton's comment about the First Amendment, talking about guns, the Second Amendment. She says, well, that falls in the First Amendment. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hillary Clinton has also said, well, for the state's guard, the First Amendment applies. For everybody else, it doesn't. What? So what am I to take that as? I need to be certified by the state to protect myself using the Second Amendment? And, you know, politically, Ron, this has all gotten convoluted, popped inside out, just absolutely misconstrued intentionally from one end to the next. The reason why the founders put the Second Amendment in behind the First is if they started ever moving on the First Amendment, you know, I forget the due process, Fourth Amendment, and all that other stuff. If they ever tried move against the first one, that's why the founders didn't put it as the Sixth Amendment or the Seventh Amendment or the Eighth Amendment. No, it was number two. In case they attack that First Amendment, here, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you have your Second Amendment. It's time to grab your powder horn and your shot and get ready for another Cabrini Green. Well, lo and behold.
Well, you know, I still contend that our rights to bear arms comes from that 9th and 10th Amendment, because those rights preceded the Constitution. And in accordance with Barron versus Baltimore, again, the first 8 amendments were restraints against the federal government, and they weren't anticipated to ever be the rights of the people. Theirs were addressed in their individual constitution, known as inherent inalienable rights. And saying that, you know, I always have a question every now and then for you. And I was wondering what the pledges are like. You know, are we going to be on radio next Monday or what? What's going on?
You know, I now have a remote secretary. She's not here. She's now down in Ocala, Florida. And she does her best remotely. She took an office phone with her. And she told me, she says, well, run the donations for this month to the network. And I said, do you have any idea how much they are? And she told me, and I didn't believe her. And lo and behold, I opened up the book, $400 pledged to this network a month. That's
wow.
It. That's it, by way of credit card donation. $400.
Jeez.
Now, you know, I always, you know, business, there's always shifting sands and things change, and sometimes they're better and sometimes they're worse. Well, I was able to renegotiate our business class Time Warner cable bill. I got $300 taken off of that one. But the guy that ran my weekend shows, the board op that ran the weekend shows, he was staying with me, and he's been with me for a year and a half. So I was able to discount, you know, like $100 a week from him. That's what he was, you know, it was a trade-up. And that was, I guess, equated to about $400 a month. Well, he's moving to Dallas. He's got himself a nice house up there. He still wants to come down. He loves what he does. He still wants to drive down here from Dallas to Round Rock to do the weekend shows, and I'm appreciative, but that's going to cost me $400 more a month. So I save $300, and I end up spending $400 more.
Jeez.
But no, the donations to this network, you know, when I get all panicky and I start pulling my hair out and I start ranting like a damn fool, you know, people will step up and go, oh, okay, well, you know. But the people that have committed to do this monthly, they've up and disappeared like a fart in a windstorm. And there's nothing consistent. And, you know, I'm going to shock you by saying this. I know I am. There's a car wash that I get special oil deals, and then they throw in a free car wash. Well, after you go through the quickie car wash, if you get your oil changed up there, you get a free car wash. Well, the Express, you know, it's not the full treatment that they do your windows and suck the crap out of your floor and, you know, smile nicely with their hand out as they're handing you the keys. No, you get the down and dirty, yeah, okay, all the dirt's off your car. And the girl that was running that side of it, I asked her, I said, you know, I said, I don't want to be nosy or appear to butt into your personal business, but I said, how much do you make a week here? And she kind of looked at me and she saw that I wasn't being goofy or I just wasn't there to antagonize or just screw with her head. And she looked at me and says, well, we get $7.50 an hour and tips. I says, what is that average? She says, well, I work maybe 4 or 5 days a week, and I make $1,000 a week. And my jaw dropped. I looked at her, and I said, you know, I don't even make that out of that network. I've got a business that I've got to stress and strain and do all that stuff with. And I said, I don't make $1,000 a week for myself. You know, you can imagine it, the thoughts that were then running through my head after what I just said to you about credit card donations for the network.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I you don't volunteer information weekly telling me if you're in the red or in the black, you know, so every now and then I feel I'm kind of compelled to ask you, am I going to be on next Monday, you know, because you never know with the pledges or anything else in support of this great, great network. So,
you know, I don't know what to say. I just do not know what to say. And evidently, and I don't get on this on the program every day. You know how much I hate doing anything, pledge drives, donations, whatever. You know, unless I see no other way. Unless an advertising contract doesn't come up or whatever. In other words, if we're found short at the end of the month, you know, I try to not go on air and go, gosh, we've got to pay a few bills, otherwise we'll be taken off the air. I don't enjoy doing that because, number one, that doesn't exactly instill confidence in people. You know, you can see why.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just... People have made pledges or told me that they were going to do things and then just don't do them. So, I don't know. In answer to your...
Well, I have another question.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you put the phone number up there and ask for donations at this point?
Well, that's another one. I'm trying to switch over phone companies. You know, I had this wonderful phone company that used to be WorldCom, and it used to be this, and it used to be that. Well, now they're Impact Telecom, and, you know, I did this voice over IP deal. I got these wonderful VoIP phones in my office. What they neglected to tell me is, oh, they hooked me up by computer. But I was still being charged 3 cents a minute. In other words, I was not getting free long distance that any other company, voice over IP, will offer you. In other words, here's your flat fee, this is your charges per month, and boom, that's it. Well, you know, it was like $1,800, $1,900 a month. And I'm looking at this, so I went in and I said, look, you guys are now offering voice over IP. Well, what the shysters did was they got my bill down to what they said was going to be around $800, $850 a month, and all of a sudden I noticed the bill creeping. Well, you know, you've added services. I went, whoa, wait a minute here. I added what? And it was 18, now it's back up to 11, and this is voice over IP. It finally dawned on me what the hell they were doing. They were charging me 3 cents a minute for long distance calls, outbound and incoming. You go to a voice over IP company, they don't give a damn what you've got. They just say, hey, you've got unlimited phone calls. Or there might be special consideration that'll bump your fee a little bit. So I go to this company and they said, hey, for $295, no problem. We got your 800 numbers covered. You know, your landlines, you know, those will be replaced. You know, here's the numbers and blah, blah, blah. Well, I've been dealing with this. Mike, how long have I been doing this? What? 2 months? Still screwing around. 2 months. So rather than getting the phone service right now for $300, and the reason I did this long country back in the back door explanation is the Vonage people use the very same phones, Polycom phones, so they said, oh yeah, those are compatible. And a matter of fact, they're a grade better than what we offer people with our service. So here we're trying to port and we're trying to switch over and do all this stuff. Nobody can get their stuff together. It's been 2 months.
Wow.
And I'm still dealing with that. So, you know, it's just, you know, for what this network is, I'll be honest with you, for what it is and what it does, evidently, it's not worth it to people. So then I have to question the wisdom and keeping it going. It's down to that. If somebody tells me that you can be an independent contractor, you can make $1,000 a week, that's only $4,000 a month, folks. Times that by 10, that's $48,000 a year. If you want to tell on yourself, then it's tax-free. Why the hell am I sitting here? I can go wash cars at my age and make more money doing that than I can trying to provide a public service. And for obvious reasons, because you know you get the shaft when it comes to the service from the controlled media. You just have to wonder why. Now, I can be dedicated and I can make good on my commitments, but please brand me, you stupid ass. You know, send a donation and just call me a dumbass. Ron, honest to God, I've had people over the years ask me and say, well, geez, what kind of business is that you're not making any money for yourself? I said, one that's not supported by commercial sponsorship, you know, the commercial boys, because, you know, you get an account and then all of a sudden you got some little Democratic National Convention person or whatever. Here's a radio program, calls up the management and the station and says, well, that, you know, oh, that's racist or that's this or that's that. And I'm telling my friends not to listen. And then they call the advertisers as well. And these guys are buffeted buffoons anyhow. The only thing they want to do is sell their Coca-Cola or their Pepsi. They really don't give a damn until somebody calls them up and politically harasses them. Then all of a sudden you're gone like a wisp of smoke. You know, either we are going to carry through with this and restore this country, or we're not. People just have to make up their damn minds.
Yeah, well, you know, those people that have said they will weekly pledge or monthly pledge, maybe they need a little reminder, you know, email reminder or something of that nature.
Because and I've tried doing email, mass emailing before, and I've gotten kicked off every damn server that's out there or every service that's out there. Oh, you're spamming. No, I'm not spamming. I'm sending my emails to our listeners. We've gotten canceled more times and had more harassment than you can shake a stick at. Kind of like Mike Rivero and his stuff. They evidently think that this guy's dangerous as well. Because he's constantly being screwed with. He can literally sit there and watch them crash his servers as he's doing the program almost every day.
Wow.
So evidently we're doing something right. Evidently we're getting out the right message. I just hope that somebody doesn't hear of me being on a mountaintop someplace with a bullet hole in my head.
Let me ask you, do the other host request donations into the station? Or
sometimes they do, and, you know, well, you know, what can you say? Because I don't pay the host.
Yeah.
I encourage them to have the support for the network, you know, and I'm going to be honest and blunt with you. When I was on the old network that I created, Genesis Communications Network, I did a two-hour show a day, 5 days a week. I had Republic Radio International that became Republic Broadcasting. We were cooking along with that thing. It was sold through an intermediary to a one Ted Anderson for way too little money. And I figured, well, you know, I've gone through the pains of setting this network up. There's somebody with gold and silver sales and a hell of a lot more money than I've got. Let's see what they can do with it. Well, that lasted for a little while until I was ungrandfathered and kicked off the network I created. That's why RBN got started. I was able, through product sales and whatever else, never really asked for donations except maybe for the Saturday show that we had on Shortwave and the one Alex Jones joined me for that three-hour adventure on Saturdays. And when I asked him to pay half of the bill, that's when he found a convenient excuse to, oh, Statmiller was pointing a gun at me. Yeah. Some cockamamie, you know, I don't know which is worse in cases like that, Hillary Clinton or AJ. I don't know which, but at any rate, I would enjoy giving out the 800 number today, but they're janking back and forth here with the phones, and I don't even know if the phones will go through. But I'll put out the 800 number. 800-724-2719. Lori is at extension 1. And Mikey is at extension 3. Or you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. The donate button right at the top there in that little blue strip in the, underneath the banner. Because you can't handle the truth. That takes you to the PayPal page. Make a donation. Folks, you can set this up on your own end. If that's a donation, get the hell off that phone with a caller. Because if we don't get some donations, then there ain't going to be no callers. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, what's the goal? What do you absolutely need to get by?
That I'll have to figure out and let you know by the end of the show. You know, we've taken on an advertising guy that has had everything but planet Pluto jump out of its orbit and hit him on top of his head. We had a guy that was set up to come in, take a look at operations here, sell some advertising, construct some really good stuff. But we have been dealing with his unfortunate mishaps for the last 2 months. I hear tell he's going to be on his way down this weekend. I said, well, you know, by the time you get down here, we may or may not be here. Took it all away. Jeez.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyou.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyou.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Yeah, they call it Storm of Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse.
All right, we are back. Tell you what, let me play. Now, this is the full clip, and I do not know whether this was an interview done by Fox News, and the segment that I saw on Fox Business News this morning.
John?
Yes.
John, did I not hear you? Did you put out the number for donations?
800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3.
Okay.
I thought I did that.
I don't think I heard it.
Mike says I did, but you didn't hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
But
it was worth it's always repeating. Good to do it twice.
It was worth repeating. That's absolutely right. Okay. So anyhow, trying to get my brain unscrambled here so I can make sense of the next hour and 25 minutes of my life pertaining to this show so we can move on here. Clinton responds to criticism over Benghazi and private servant. Now, as I was saying, the Fox Business News channel this morning, now don't confuse this with Fox News. This is FBN, Fox Business News. There was Judge Napolitano commenting on the clip that was posted. But in that clip, and maybe it's in this clip that I missed, he was talking about the First Amendment, Hillary Clinton's comments about the Second Amendment. Well, that's really the First Amendment. And, in cases such as this, that, or the other, you know, your rights might be trimmed or whatever. No. In a democracy, your privileges are given to you by the state. And basically, that is what she said. You know, and Fox News, we report, you decide. And yeah, we had Roger Ailes that liked to look up the skirts of the women on the couch in the mornings and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, even Roger Ailes doesn't look like he's going to be around because he's getting sued for doing a little bit more, I guess, than trying to look up the lady's skirts. You know, there's a reason why you have so many former Miss Americas on Fox Business. So they can put what they call the Band-Aid dress and the 4-inch, I won't use the term, heels with their dresses, Band-Aid dresses. They call them Band-Aid dresses for a reason. They fit rather tightly, and they ain't very big. You know, as you get your Band-Aids in your box, you might get one or two big ones, but if you get a big cut or a big bruise, forget it, it ain't big enough. Well, that was kind of like their Band-Aid dresses. Never really covered a lot. They even have, get this, they even have on YouTube upskirt shots of the women that are on Fox News. So tell me they don't know what the hell they're doing to distract people. You know, men just love to watch Fox News in the morning. Why? Up the skirt shots. Jeez, old Pete. Pandering to the lowest common denominator that makes us chug. That's our reproductive urges, but we're reminded about them every minute of the day. At any rate, let me play this, the entire clip here. Clinton responds to criticism over Benghazi and private server.
A look outside the Beltway at Pennsylvania's state capitol in Harrisburg, where we have the first interview with Hillary Clinton since she became the Democratic nominee. Perhaps the biggest challenge the Clinton campaign faces now is trying to deal with the doubts that millions of voters have about her honesty. We asked her about the key flashpoints, Benghazi, and her private emails. One of the most dramatic moments in the Republican convention was when Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, one of the people who died in Benghazi, stood up before the convention and blamed you for her son's death.
I blame Hillary Clinton. I blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of my son. That's personally.
She and the father of Tyrone Woods both say that on the day that their son's bodies were returned to the United States, that you came up to them and you said it was all because of a video, not terrorism. Now, I know some of the other families disagree with this, and I know you deny it. My question is, why would they make that up?
Chris, my heart goes out to both of them. Losing a child under any circumstances, especially in this case, two State Department employees, extraordinary men, both of them, two CIA contractors, gave their lives protecting our country, our values. I understand the grief and the incredible sense of loss that can motivate that. As other members of families who lost loved ones have said, that's not what they heard. I don't hold any ill feeling for someone who in that moment may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said.
One reason that people question your account, and this gets to the important question of trust, is because that day at Andrews, you never talked about terrorism. You talked about the video.
We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with. No, that's not fair. If you go back and read everything that I said that day, I quoted people who talked about it being terrorism. I had already said it was terrorism. There was no doubt it was terrorism. I think there has been a confusion in the minds of some, and exploiting that confusion for the advantage of others.
I have a quote here where you say...
But look at everything I said. Because, and this goes back to all the investigations that were carried out. There were riots, there were protests, there were efforts to breach our embassies.
Yeah, but not in Benghazi. That wasn't what that was about.
No, but I'm just telling you, we were looking at the whole world. The whole world was aflame.
The emails.
Yes.
I want to ask you about just one aspect of them, and that's what you told the American people.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified materials. I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time. I had not sent classified material nor received anything marked classified.
After a long investigation, FBI Director James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I heard Director Comey say, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to, clarify. Director Comey said that my answers were truthful, and what I've said is consistent with what I have told the American people.
Okay, now hold it right there. This is where the clip comes in, and you hear Comey responding to Trey Gowdy at the hearings in Washington.
That there were decisions discussed and made to classify retroactively certain of the emails. I was communicating with over 300 people in my emailing. They certainly did not believe and had no reason to believe that what they were sending was classified. Now, in retrospect, different agencies come in and say, well, it should have been, but that's not what was happening in real time.
That's not what was happening in real time. No, what was happening in real time, James Comey was allowing Hillary Clinton to clean up as much of her garbage as she could, including 33,000 emails that the big smoking thing here, you know, number one, if she didn't realize being Secretary of State and after being a senator and after being First Lady and being in and around government for all of this time, she didn't realize that she was running a risk of getting hacked on her own personal server or her own personal email. That, number one, would make her unfit to run for president of the United States. But Mr. Comey, and this is my opinion, which I think will bear out to be 100% true and accurate, she was allowed up to a year to go clean up her garbage, to dump 33,000 emails. By the way, on that subject, Mr. McDonald, guess who has the emails and all the FBI has to do is ask them for it?
I read the story on your website.
Bingo. There is full record of those emails and they are not being released. Wonder why. Here's the balance of this interview.
But in a congressional hearing on July 7th, Director Comey directly contradicted what you had told the public.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true.
Secretary Clinton said I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
Now, there was classified material emailed.
He directly contradicted what... He not only directly contradicted what you said, he also said in that hearing that you were extremely careless and negligent.
Well, Chris, I looked at the whole transcript of everything that was said, and what I believe is, number one, I made a mistake not using two different email addresses.
Yeah. One required of you being Secretary of State with communications of operating in that capacity, it has to be on a secured government server. Oh, yeah, I made a few mistakes. You lying
I have said that, and I repeat it again today. It is certainly not anything that I ever would do again. I take classification seriously. I relied on and had every reason to rely on the judgments of the professionals with whom I worked. And so in retrospect, maybe some people are saying, well, among those 300 people, they made the wrong call. At the time, there was no reason, in my view, to doubt the professionalism and the determination by the people who work every single day on behalf of our country.
Let's talk about the Clinton Foundation and allegations of pay to play. The argument, the allegation that foreign companies, foreign countries either donated big money to the foundation.
Hold the string on Hillary and watch your lie.
Your husband big money for speeches in order to influence your work as Secretary of State. In the first 12 years after he left the White House, President Clinton made 13 speeches for which he got $500,000 or more. 11 of those 13 were while you were Secretary of State, and they were all paid for by foreign interests. Are we to believe that's just a coincidence?
Well, there's just no truth to any of these allegations.
They did make these speeches. They were by foreign interests, and he was getting much bigger speaking fees.
He gave speeches as soon as he left the White House all the way up until the last year. And he spoke all over the world, as well as throughout America, to all kinds of groups. But let's get to the nut of your question. I'm really proud of the Clinton Foundation. I am proud of the work that it does, thanks to the Clinton Foundation.
Now, notice how she derails. She says, well, let me get to the nut of your question. And the question from Chris Wallace was, hey, you guys were getting tons of money in speaking engagements. You know, he doesn't go into her giving the bankers. She was getting paid to go in there and give the bankers little talks of the transcripts that will never be released as to what she said in those meetings. We are not talking about Haiti was socking away millions of dollars into the Clinton Foundation while screwing the people that were literally dying and homeless in Haiti. By the way, I misreported, and it's been reported, that this little deal with Russia, with, this uranium, it isn't they get 20% of the uranium. They get 80% of the uranium coming off of our government lands. Whoops. And then all of a sudden, here's a strange dichotomy. We're going after Vladimir Putin for being what? Oh, the ogre of Europe, and he's a danger to the United States. They are looking for any reason whatsoever to deflect, to cause consternation and fear so they can keep chugging along with their crap. Let me ask you guys a question out there right now. Donald Trump, unproven in politics. Hillary Clinton, proven to be a liar. Which one do you want? I'll roll my dice in the now defunct Trump Towers, or I'm sorry, the Trump casinos. Or I'll go into his lobby of Trump Towers and I'll throw dice. But anyway, you tell me, folks. And then the press keeps reminding you, oh, well, you know, this is the most contested and disliked candidates. There is an absolute split in this country. One saying boo to the other side, but what they won't do is break down the demographics, the numbers. Nothing. They just keep repeating over and over. Well, neither the people don't like either choice. Bull pucky. Bull. You lying sons of guns. What do you think is going to happen when Donald Trump gets into office? What do you think you're going to do when you start lying and spinning on the president of the United States? He's going to start eating your lunch. And I guarantee you that these so-called insiders that come up and they talk about the terrorist threat and this, that, and the other, these embed whores in the Pentagon and other agencies that are there to just get up there and sing you a song on Fox News or MSNBC or ABC or CBS, I don't give a damn who it is, this crap will stop. The lies will stop.
You know, the thing that I'm taking away from her responses is that she relied on experts for her opinions in this matter of the emails and things of that nature and classification. Well, where does the buck stop? Does it stop on the experts, or is she supposed to have the final determination of either right or wrong?
I've got a funny feeling the experts she's talking about are her paid attorneys.
Well, that's who they are.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Tell you what, let me continue with this.
9 million more people in our world have access to HIV/AIDS drugs because
she never answered
they
the
negotiated
question.
Contracts that made them affordable. And there is absolutely no connection between anything that I did as Secretary of State and the Clinton Foundation. So people can say that, but I'm proud of our philanthropic work, our personal family philanthropic work, the work of the Clinton Foundation. I'd like to see Donald Trump's tax returns to find out how much philanthropy he's ever done.
Donald Trump, I think there is record for many people that are not even made official record of Donald Trump just notices something in a newspaper or hears it on the news or whatever, and he's gone out of his way, not told, here, put out press releases on the great Donald Trump and how much of a benefactor and a lover of human beings he really is. He did this all on the QT. He had to use a stick of dynamite to dig up this stuff to tell people about Donald Trump. By the way, there's a story up on our site. Thank you, Carol Asher, for sending it over. Who is his wife, really? Go read it, folks. Tell me who you're going to vote for this November.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right. Before I continue with the Clinton thing here, I had one gentleman. Thank you, Robert. Is that Indiana? Is that what that stands for? Okay. He says he'll donate 500 if we get 500 matching. So that would be 1,800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3. Match Robert's $500 matching donation, and then we'll move on from there. And I told you I'll give you the figures of what we need to bring in just to survive for the balance of, well, last month. Always a month now. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Here's the rest of this. Let me get through this.
In your acceptance speech, you addressed people's continuing doubts about you.
I get it. That some people just don't know what to make of me.
Forgive me, Secretary Clinton, but the Americans know what they think of you. Two-thirds of them don't trust you.
Well, here's what I know, Chris. I have work to do to make sure people know what I have done and what I will do. That's part of what this convention was about. I feel very comfortable that the more people learn about what I've actually done, not the caricature, but the real deal, as my husband said in his...
The characters which she is speaking of, Clinton Chronicles, Clinton Cash, D'Souza's movie, Hillary 2016, that's now playing in theaters... That's in what she's in reference to.
His remarks. They will understand why I was elected twice to the United States Senate, in the second time with a 67% vote. Why my...
By the way, and this is just rumor mill central, folks. I have nothing except one source on this one. There was a guy running for that New York Senate seat. What was his name? Was that John F. Kennedy Jr. that died mysteriously in an airplane crash? I'm just saying.
My former opponent, President-elect Obama, trusted me to be Secretary of State. Every time I run for an office, though, oh my goodness, all of these caricatures come out of nowhere and people begin to undermine me, because when I left office as Secretary of State, 66% of Americans approved of what I did.
You don't think there's any legitimate reason people would have...
No, we're not even going to ask about the $6 billion that came up missing.
Polls, honesty,
we won't even ask about that.
Well, I think that it's fair for Americans to have questions. I hope you'll ask Donald Trump why he is so untrusted by the American people.
I have
a long record of public service that I can point to that's actually produced results for people. So when I talk about what I want to do in public life, what I want to do as president, people can go back and say, hey, you know what? She said she was going to get health care for America's children. She did. 8 million kids now have health care, and their families don't have to worry about losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud.
No, they just
of my
have to worry about losing their house
and
now.
The results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
It has been 96 years since women got the right to vote. A couple of questions: has it emotionally fully sunk in yet? The barrier you broke—one more barrier to Americans' full participation in the process—and how emotional was Thursday night for you?
It was so emotional.
Way over the top emotional. My.
It was so emotional. Her husband fell asleep sitting next to the vice president nominee for the Democratic Party. You know, he should have whacked Bill. Say, Bill, at least, can you stay awake for the next 20 minutes or so? At least fake like you're interested. All right, let's take the top of the hour break here. A couple more minutes on this. And again, I don't know if this is the clip with Napolitano in it or not. If so, that video has been scrubbed from Fox Business and Fox News. No, we don't report it, and then you can't decide on it.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.